The stage play features the cast acting out six major airline emergencies with a minimal set and dialogue based entirely on the black box transcripts of the incidents. In each case, the film states the bare facts of the incident and displays some diagrams from the investigations, but doesn't show actual pictures or footage of the mishaps. The filmmakers said their idea was to distill these moments of humans acting in a crisis. Almost all the incidents involve significant or total losses of life, so it's likely some audience members may feel more nervous about flying in the future. But co-director Robert Berger in the Q&A said these cases are rare. He said the stories here are not about planes crashing, but planes landing.
These things are incredibly rare. You'll note that the dates of these things are all, in the 90s, and that's sort of the last of that sort of thing. But when these things happen, and the people who resolve the situation successfully are asked, people say to them, "Well, you're a real hero. You're incredible. What did you do?" And the answers that they give are always the same. Whether you're Captain Sullenberger or Captain Haynes, the first thing they say is it was luck. The second thing they say is it was communications, it was training, it was preparations. All of these things that they say, and then after that they say, "And if anybody else was dealt the same hand of cards that I was dealt that day, that has my experience and my job, then exactly the same result is what you should expect." So it wasn't me, it was this system and the way we do things.
In the Q&A, one audience member asked the cast what feedback they got from family or friends of the crews who died in these incidents. Actor Patrick Daniels replied,
"There hasn't been any negative things that anybody's actually said to us. In fact, people have thanked us. People have said, this is a way for me to kind of reconnect. This is a worthy thing, a memorial."
The film was designed to be shown in 3D, but ironically, at the premiere, a malfunction grounded and delayed that plan. Ultimately, the film was shown in 2D. One audience member asked, "Why show it in 3D anyway?" Co-director Carlin Michelson said they wanted to create a sense of intimacy with the performers.
"So much of what 3D has done in the past is to kind of reach out at you, right? To sort of wow you in this reach-out way. And the way that we constructed the 3D experience was almost like you've got your hands up against the pane of a window, or you are sitting right next to someone. So there are no objects coming out at you, but it's rather that instead of something doing this, where you're kind of, whoa, instead you want to creep in. You're getting closer and closer all the time. And so it's that feeling of being next to a person, so that it sort of transforms it from that 2D cinema feeling to being right next to another human being going through the crisis."
Co-director Carlin Michelson from the film Charlie, Victor, Romeo. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.